the next to the last week of August. So, North Dakota Game and Fish Department Outreach Biologist Doug Lear is here. Howdy, neighbor.
Hey, Mick. Good to be with you. It's almost kind of sad to when you mention we're on the backside. The last official weekend in August is
yes.
Right in front of our nose.
And next weekend is Labor Day, and college football, high school already played a game or two.
Yeah.
Holy mackerel.
Be starting our Christmas shopping here pretty soon, right?
I guess. Well, the seasons have begun.
Oh,
Tis the season for lowering the population of geese in the soybean fields.
Boy, and, I guess when you mention that, that's really something to highlight. Is the early Canada goose hunting season, and this is specific to North Dakota. But when you take the big picture look and not look at like a specific season, is understanding whether it's Canada geese in August or deer in November. One of the best tools that really society has in dealing with issues that are caused by wildlife, whether it's urban or rural, is managed hunting. And we actually just had our North Dakota pronghorn antelope drawing was held earlier this week. The antelope bow season starts next Friday on September 1st. I had a guy say, gosh, the numbers are kind of down on pronghorn. Why in the world do you have a season? And the conversation connects with what we're talking about, Canada geese, is that when it comes to hunting, managed hunting as a tool can help reduce problems that are associated with Canada geese.
Right.
Can they fix every problem? No.
It's a management tool.
Yeah, if you look at it as in a toolbox, you don't just have a vice grip, you don't just have a screwdriver, you don't just have a pliers. Now you can take the pliers and try to use it as a hammer, and we've all done that.
Yep.
And it might not work as well, but that's a philosophy that has really held on for literally generations and more than a century, is managed hunting as a tool. And my conversation about like antelope is that the limiting population of antelope in South Dakota and Wyoming and in North Dakota is not that a couple got hit by a pickup truck on the highway. It's not that some got shot with a bow, some got shot with a rifle. That is, and this gets kind of in depth, but that's compensatory. Basically saying that the limiting factor is going to be habitat, and it's going to be weather. And by managed hunting, is maybe we can help hunters enjoy pronghorn antelope hunting, and that'll be one that won't get hit by a vehicle. Mm-hmm. And adding some level of enjoyment, which I think people understand, and the other side of that is providing an August goose hunting season. First and foremost, it's held in August outside of the traditional frame. In fact, if you had any idea how much time and energy was put into just having this, because they're migratory birds, and whether it's a Canada goose or a whooping crane, when it's a migratory bird, you don't just make your own decision in North Dakota or South Dakota what you want to do. So there has been a lot of work that was done to establish this season held in August to target the population of Canada geese that cause the problems mm-hmm. that farmers have with soybeans in the springtime.
Right. But now, it involved federal and U.S. Fish, everything short of NAFTA renegotiations.
Yeah, gosh, and you're right. You almost just think, is there anything simple in life anymore? No. It really isn't, from your taxes to managing Canada geese, because understanding that there's like three different subspecies of Canada geese. There's the tall, there's big ones, medium ones, and small ones. This targets the big ones. Mm-hmm. This is not targeting the small ones that will be migrating down from Canada 3 weeks, whatever it might be, after these big ones move on. Look at it this way. Is we have expanded limits during this early Canada goose season, 15 per day, 45 in possession limit. And if we waited until mid-September, we could have a Canada goose season in the middle of September that didn't open up until September 15th. And you could have limits of 20 and whatever you wanted. But next fall, the same problem geese would be the ones that were,
sure,
that, yeah. you know, so you, you're, you have to target the harvest, and that's what this season does. Is it targets the harvest on the Canada geese that nest here, not the ones that'll be migrating here in a couple of weeks from Canada. And I will say, you can design the best season on paper that you want, but if landowners don't open up the access, because our land in North Dakota and the Midwest is primarily held in private ownership, yep. If you don't have a season that's conducive to the landowners, say, yeah, you know, come on here, our small grain harvest is pretty much wrapped up. And if you don't have hunters that are willing to come out, then it doesn't do anybody any good. And I don't think maybe we give enough appreciation to the landowners understanding that, because it would be really easy for landowners to say, hey, you know, I've had some problems. We've had a rainstorm that came through, and some trucks drove down the farm to market road and got it all rutted up. There's a million different reasons why landowners could say, you know, I don't want to have people out here that I don't know.
All right. Yeah.
But the landowners do understand that you get a group of hunters, whether it's in Devil's Lake or in Valley City, and over the course of a weekend, they shoot 100 Canada geese. Now, that might not solve all of your problems, but that's 100 fewer, and they would come back next year and nest, and you'd have even more problems. So it's helped address the problems associated with the resident Canada geese and the hunters. I tell you what, it's not as popular. Obviously, it's never going to be as popular as deer hunting season or pheasant season or anything like that. But
it's hunting in August. Holy mackerel.
That's yeah. Good, yeah. And if you take it for what it is. So in the winter, in the fall, in October, you're dealing with maybe some cold temperatures and maybe dealing with some wind and some rain that make it almost kind of miserable for some people. You put that into August, and you might be thinking, well, your biggest problem might be mosquitoes and sunburn. Now, yeah. Haven't quite had the sunburn problem as much this year as we've had in past years, but it is really a unique opportunity for hunters. We get a number of non-residents that come to North Dakota from Minnesota and from South Dakota, and because just that fact, you know, you can bring the kids along, and you might find a day where it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon and you're shooting Canada geese in shorts and a t-shirt, mm-hmm. and just having a grand old time. So there's really a lot of benefit for the landowners to allow access. And again, we totally understand if you want to post your property, by all means do so. But if you have a group of hunters that pull up and they say, you know, we'd love to shoot some of these Canada geese, you know, by all means, consider allowing that access, and that might help reduce some of your problems as well, Mick.
Very good. All right. Tis the season, as we say. Got a few hunting seasons coming up. Archery. We've talked about this in past years, that the crossbows, these high-tech things that you can buy everywhere, anywhere now, those mechanically enhanced bows and arrows are only available, or it can only be used when and how?
Yeah, and that's an interesting conversation as well when you talk about the advances in technology that we have had. And if you listen to, you know, to some of the points on that, is we, through whether it's South Dakota Game Fish and Parks or North Dakota Game and Fish Department, we understand that there are traditionalists. You know, there's some folks out there that would rather see you out there in a loincloth, not me out there in a loincloth.
or at least bib overalls,
and doing it the caveman style. Mm-hmm. There's folks that love using the recurve and the longbow, and the advances in technology have served a purpose to allow more people to hunt with a bow. Mm-hmm. But on the flip side, As you do that, there's also an erosion from maybe what the intention of that season might have been. And when you bring along the advances in technology, you also see success rates go up. Now, you have X number of deer, and whether those deer are going to be taken with a black powder, with a rifle, with a pistol, with a recurve bow, with a compound bow,
or no snaring. No.
But you understand my point is that, and we have seen success rates for archery rise on a couple different facets, because there's more interest, In North Dakota, we don't limit the number of archery deer tags. We don't manage, you know, hunters by unit. You can go from Minot to Dickinson. You can go from you know, Devil's Lake to Wahpeton. And you don't have to stay in a particular unit hunting with a bow. So we've got a lot of interest in that. And then the other side of it is, you know, you have that increase in efficiency, and interest rises, efficiency rises, and you start looking at, okay, the impact on the deer herd. So how do you best spread out the opportunity for those hunters? But the main message, like you were getting at, Mick, is the archery deer season in North Dakota, that opens up 12 noon next Friday. Our archery deer season opens up. Our archery pronghorn season opens up. The dove season opens up. It's almost, you know, I wouldn't say it's game on. You know, it's not deer season. It's not pheasant season. It's not duck season. But it's definitely really a kickoff to a lot more fall hunting opportunities, Mick.
And sounds fun. I mean, and on the Labor Day weekend when there's all kinds of people that are going to do summer's last blast.
Not to mention you can still go fishing.
Oh,
you
that's
can,
right.
You can still go fishing. It kind of spreads the outdoor recreation out a little bit thinner across the upper Midwest, Mick.
All righty. Well, it is summer's last blast, and there are a lot of things that people are going to be doing next weekend. So let's talk about that. Hunting, camping.
Sounds good.
Fishing, et cetera, et cetera. And I've got a question for you on you closed a couple of sections to turkey hunting this fall.
Yep, sounds good, Mick.
We've got to get all the details out on that. We'll do that next here in the North Dakota Corn Grower Studio. This is Farm Talk.